Good morning, everybody, and thanks for being here today.
Governor Evers made good on a promise Monday, forcing the legislature to come together on November 7th to consider two gun violence bills. Evers wants the lawmakers to pass universal background checks for gun sales and support a red flag law, which would allow a judge to temporarily order guns taken from a dangerous person.
They have 80% of the people who state of Wisconsin want it, and that's what we're focusing on, what we can accomplish.
The 80% number is from a Marquette Law School poll, which found that level of support for the two proposals. At the same time, Evers calls himself a supporter of the Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment is not going away because of this. This has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. It's making sure that people that have guns, that the universal background check treats everybody the same.
But the governor has already endured inaction from Republican lawmakers in the majority and now might face outright opposition from people like Minocqua Senator Tom Tiffany.
It's a political stunt by the governor trying to score points off from these tragedies, and it's really unfortunate.
Tiffany says Republicans have invested in mental health, and he wouldn't make any changes in state law related to guns.
That's what he's doing, is he's trying to take people's guns. And I'm going to stand up for freedom. And if that's what he's going to call for, I'm not going to support it.
Evers said on Monday that if Republicans refuse to act, he may simply keep calling them into special session. Ben Meyer, WXPR News, Wausau.